Alexander, what do you like best about the Rachmaninoff Second Piano Concerto?
Well, there are so many things to love about this music. For me personally, I'm very moved by the message behind this concerto. As we know, Rachmaninoff had a period of depression before he wrote this music. He had a writer's block for 2 years due to certain personal problems he had, and also due to the failure of his first symphony. And so this music represents hope. It represents the new beginning. It represents resistance to the darkness, resistance to hopelessness. And so the very beginning of this piece signifies and symbolizes these ideas. And for me, this sends a very, very strong message, which can always be actual in history. So, of course, this music is driven by this unstoppable feeling of unconditional love above everything else. And so all the struggles, all the tormented harmonies and certain tragedy that we hear in this music is always topped by the sense of victory, of light, sense of the victory of joy and love. Basically, one can hear it in the climaxes of this concerto, and of course, this concept, of course, can be very moving itself.
That's pianist Alexander Gavriluk, who joins the Utah Symphony tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at Abravanel Hall for Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto. Mr. Gavriluk, thank you for joining me today.
Greatest pleasure. Thank you so much.